Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids, and it's getting close to school starting again. I know a lot of kids out there don't like to hear that, but it is. And with that comes the need, and these guys have met it head on. The community has helped them do everything that they need to get done, and we're going to be looking for it again this year. Marcy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
This is always great when you come in, because this is the good stuff that people need to hear about all the time. So why don't you give a brief description and let people know kind of what you guys do?
Yeah, you bet. Karma Caring for Kids has been around for 4 or 5 years now, and we help feed kids on the weekends. So kids who don't get a lot of food on the weekends or aren't getting fed, who just need a little bit extra help, we kind of help provide that help. So the community donates food, money, and we have groups come to my home every week, and they make these kits, and then we have another set of volunteers who take them to the counselors at the school, who then hand them to these kids. It's a completely anonymous program. We don't know who these kids are, but it's just something that as a community has really stepped up into helping the kids right in our own backyard that need help.
Right, and I think we've talked in the past, you just get a number.
Yep.
Of,
no,
you know,
names, everything's this
kit,
a number.
This school needs 40 kits. This school needs 60 kits, and that's all you get, and you guys just deliver them. And once again, it's all volunteer-based.
Yes, 100%.
And you guys can't take off for the summer.
Yeah.
But you're getting ready. You said probably about the second week of school, you'll have the numbers that you need, and everything will start rolling again. And you said that you've already got people that have reached out and called and wanted to volunteer already.
Yeah, our community is incredible. I haven't put anything out on Facebook for a little while, but this last week I've had a couple people already contact me of getting on the schedule to pack kits. I came home from the weekend and I had probably 30 bags of food on my front doorstep that a group of kids had done a food drive for a service project. And it just is, it continuously amazes me. And it kept reminding me back at the beginning of this program when we started this, I relied on that food so much. There would be a day that I did not have everything I needed for the next day, and someone would text me and say, what do you need? What do you need? And I would text them the whole list, and I said, I haven't had any donations this week. This is what we need for tomorrow. And 30 minutes later, I had everything that I needed on that list on my front doorstep. And that happened time and time and time again.
And it's, once again, you said you guys, I think we need to reiterate that. You don't get any government funding, no funding whatsoever. This is a total volunteer-based program. If you're going out shopping, you know, the best way to do it is your guys' Facebook page, right?
Yep. So Carbon Caring for Kids is our Facebook page. Every Monday, I try to post everything that we need for that week. We try and stay a couple weeks ahead so that we have enough food, so that we're not stressing and getting the last minute food every single week. But we also have a Venmo, Carbon Caring for Kids, that you can donate to. And different drop-off points around town to make it easier for you. Like Loveless Ash Company has a drop-off box in their front entryway. Carbon Print and Design has another one. Jake Miller Financial, they all have drop boxes in their front and my front doorstep as well.
That's right. And that's what you said. Is sometimes you just leave those out there so people know, yeah, oh, this must
this
be the house.
Right house, yes.
To just take and drop off. Once again, if you go to their Facebook page, the list will be right there. And when you're shopping, what is it to grab another couple of items and
so
just take them?
So we always need big bags of cereal. We take the big bags of cereal and separate them into smaller bags for the kids to have breakfast. And fruit cups, go-go squeezes, applesauce cups, those are something always, always. So if you're always hesitating, what should I get, what should I get? Those things we go through really, really fast.
And you always say, you know, you want to try and make it something that they can prepare themselves,
yep,
to.
So all of the food in these kits are something that the kids can open up and eat, whether the older kids do get like ramen noodles, but they can cook that themselves usually. But the younger kids have little Chef Boyardees, and all they have to do is put it in the microwave. It's not a can, so you don't have to worry about them not knowing to put cans in the microwave. So everything really is just open up and something that a little kid could eat.
And you know what? And I know usually right around September, the stores are having another case lot sale.
Yep.
So keep an eye out for that and hit Marcy up and say, hey, is there anything that you need? What can we get for you? And once again, the other thing too is they need people to pack kits. And you've probably already got August and part of September covered, it sounds like.
So we have 4 weeks already taken care of, but it's kind of through August, September, October, and November. people have already come and said, can I have this date? Can I have this date? As they are planning their schedules. So there are still some days in August and September that are opened, but they fill up fast. As soon as I put it on that Facebook page, people respond pretty quick. So let me know if you are wanting to get on the schedule.
I was going to say, you might as well go on and start following that page if you wanted to be a volunteer. And once again, you just tell her, hey, this is the week that I'm looking at, and we'll come and help you, and I'm bringing this many people.
Yep, perfect.
And you guys still kind of try and social distance a little bit, or you're fine?
We don't have a lot of people down there, but we make sure everything's clean. We have hand sanitizer for everybody. It's a clean process.
All right. It's a great, great thing if you've got the time to jump in there and help out. And if you don't have the time, once again, they have a Venmo page. You can just go on there, get the list, and buy what she needs and get these kids taken care of. Marcy, thank you so much for everything that you do there, and thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on this interview or interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.